Is the account of the Bible just another version of the same story? I have actually had this question asked to me quite a bit over the last year for a very particular reason. In general, people have looked back at the Old Testament and they have compared the fact that the Bible has certain accounts of certain stories, the flood being the most famous, that seems to also be true in cultures and religions around the world. So they argue that the mythology that has traveled down from days of old has just simply traveled down into the Bible as well, and we're just another part. But this question particularly came up, and the reason it's one of the 12 questions I'm dealing with, it particularly came up after a movie came out a little while ago called Religiosity. That's exactly right. I don't know why they called it that, because I can't even pronounce it. So what happened in that movie is that a couple of statements were made to demonstrate that the life of Jesus is simply a copy of what's already been told throughout the centuries, that there are numerous Messiah figures in history that have exactly the same story, born of a virgin, rose again from the dead, baptized in a river, I mean, all these different things. And they actually cite several of the characters from history that went through exactly the same stuff as Jesus did. Now, as you guys well know, if we ever bump into a story that is a copy of a story we already know, we should at least ask the question, how authentic is this story? I mean, take C.S. Lewis, for instance, right? If somebody came to you today and said to you, listen, I've written a new children's series. It's called The Chronicles of Narnia. Narnia was a name I came up with. I thought it was cool. And it has these characters. One of the books is called The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, because there's this wardrobe, and there's this witch, and it's really awesome, and you should read it. And I'm hoping that it'll become a classic someday. What are you going to tell them? Have you been watching the movies? What movies? The Chronicles of Narnia with the lion. If we copy something, we very quickly go, hold on a second. You can't do that, because it's already been told. So if Jesus is indeed a copy of numerous stories that came long before him, that should at least cause us to ask the question, is there authenticity to this story? So let's take a look. I'm going to be very specific tonight, so I'm just going to read from this. I am going to cite particularly the people that were in that movie, all right? Because this movie claims that these people I'm about to cite are Messiah figures that are exactly the same as Jesus, and that Jesus' story came from them. I hope when you hear this that you will recognize two things. One, that Jesus is a copy of no one. Two, that people can say lots of things in movies, on the internet, on YouTube, and the reality is, unless you dig into these things, you can't just buy it, because there is no accountability out there for truth. People can say whatever they want because we live in America. And in America, free speech is part of our constitutional right. And free speech does not have to be true speech. So here we go. These are the characters in that particular movie that were cited as Messiah figures. Krishna, from 1000 BC, was a carpenter born of a virgin, baptized in a river, and did not have any wives. Mithra, which is from 600 BC, was born on December 25th, performed miracles, and resurrected on the third day, was called the Lamb, the Way, the Truth, the Light, the Savior, and the Messiah, and was born of a virgin. Horus, 1280 BC, was born of a virgin, baptized in the river, raised somebody from the dead, was crucified, and was found resurrected by two woman witnesses. Does that sound familiar to any of you guys? Sounds familiar to me. Those are all the people that came before Jesus that have exactly the same story as Jesus. So we did some digging. Here's what we found. You ready? Krishna, carpenter. Nope, he was a prince actually, not a carpenter. Born of a virgin. Actually was born on the 18th or the 21st of July, 3228 BC, and was the eighth son born of the princess Devika. She was not a virgin at the time because she'd had seven children previously. He was not baptized in a river. We searched and combed all of the information we could find. There is nowhere to be found any evidence of him being baptized or baptized in a river. And he did marry 16,100 maidens, which is slightly different to the story of Jesus. Marrying 16,000 women. Definitely need a resurrection after that. All right, here we go. Mithra, 600 BC. Born on December 25th? Nope. There is a wide debate on which century he was born in, between the 11th or the 6th century BC, and no speculation on the actual date. We searched everything. December 25th has no bearing on this person's life. Perform miracles. No, he did not perform any miracles, but he did have a wife and kids. Resurrected on the third day. Actually, he was murdered when a siege took place in a city. There was no resurrection to be found anywhere. No story cites the resurrection. Oh, and by the way, Lamb, Way, Truth, Light, Savior, or Messiah, these are all titles given to him in the movie. Not one of those titles can be found anywhere in any document we searched through. There's no citing, no statement of any of those things. And by the way, no virgin birth. Horus, 1280 BC. He was not born of a virgin. He was actually conceived by some god's name when the body got dismembered and all sorts of things we don't even want to know, please. Oh my gosh, she was not a virgin. Let me just put it that way, okay? He was actually not baptized at all. What had happened was one of the god characters was the guy that baptized the dead, and this person baptized him into death later on. So he was not baptized in a river in the way that we think of it. He did not raise anyone from the dead, as the movie stated. The closest thing we could come up with was that he was trying to avenge his father by killing Seth, but he didn't bring anybody back from the dead. He did kill some people, though. It said he had 12 disciples in the movie. Actually, he had 4 semi-gods who followed him and 16 human followers. So if you do subtract the 4 gods from the 16 human followers, maybe that's where they got 12 from, I'm not sure. But they did not have 12 disciples. And he was not crucified. In fact, in 1280 BC, crucifixion didn't even exist. Crucifixion was discovered by the Roman Empire that came later on, and there was no such thing as crucifixion. And by the way, he was not resurrected on the third day. In fact, he was brought back from the dead in legend, but he was brought back from the dead by magic from his mother, Isis, and his mother raised him from the dead immediately, and there were no 2 women that discovered him. So here's my point. When people come to you and say to you that the Bible is a copied version of other stories throughout history, you do not have to buy that. You do not have to swallow that because it's simply not true. The only thing that is true about the Bible is that throughout the Old Testament, prophecies were made about the Messiah, and those prophecies included being born of a virgin, included miracles being done, included raising the dead, included healing the blind, included coming back from the dead himself, and Jesus fulfilled all of those things and more. So the only thing that is true is that there were stories told about a coming Messiah that would do amazing things, and Jesus fulfilled them. On the point in the Old Testament that people often bring up and say, well, that we know that the Bible is a copy of other stories because take a look at the flood, for instance. I mean, in every culture, and every religion that you go into, somewhere in the history, there is a story of a flood. There is another possible explanation to that. Anybody guess at what that might be? If there actually was a flood that covered the whole earth, what do you think would travel down through history from every culture after Noah and his sons started again? Every story should at least somewhere in the history have a story about a flood. That's right. And the reality is most cultures on this planet do have a story of a flood. And the fact of the matter is that just simply authenticates for me that the Bible, describing why the flood happened and how it happened, is just simply saying you should, if you travel around the world, find most people talking about a flood. And we do. So, is the Bible a copy or is Jesus another version of the same story? Absolutely not. And if you ever hear that, dig into the information and you will find that in fact it is uniquely powerful what Jesus did.